de Broadway a Gran Vía. Hoy os traemos el musical Sweet Charity, una obra con libreto del escritor judío americano Neil Simon y con música del también judío Cy Coleman y letra de Dorothy Fields. El musical fue estrenado en 1966 en Broadway y permaneció durante 608 funciones. La producción original contaba con la actriz Wen Burdon en el papel principal, y este musical ganó nada menos que 12 premios Tony. Sweet Charity narra las aventuras de Charity Hope Valentine, una exótica bailarina del salón Fandango Ballroom. La historia comienza en Central Park. Charity camina junto a su novio Charlie. De pronto, este le roba el bolso y la tira al lago. De vuelta al Fandango Ballroom, sus compañeras tratan de animarla. Entonces aparece el jefe y les dice que tienen que ponerse a trabajar. Es el momento de su número musical más famoso, Hey Big Spender.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender. Good looking, so refined. Say, wouldn't you like to know what's going on in my mind? So let me get right to the point. I don't pop my cork for every guy I see. How about a few laughs? I can show you a good time. Do you wanna have fun? Fun, fun.
How's about a few
fun laughs? Fun laughs. Fun laughs.
I can show you a
fun laughs.
Good time.
Fun laughs.
Good time.
Fun laughs. Good
time.
Fun laughs. Good time.
What do you say to her?
Hey, how's about a
laugh?
I could give you some.
Are you ready for some
fun?
How would you like a...
Let me show you a...
good time.
Hey, Big Spender! Hey, Big Spender!
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender. Looking so refined. Wouldn't you like to know what's going on in my mind? So let me get right to the point. I don't pop my cork for every guy I see.
Después de trabajar, Carity camina sola por las calles de New York cuando se topa con el famoso actor de cine Vittorio Vidal, quien corre precipitadamente tras su novia Úrsula. Ella se niega a regresar con Vittorio y él, al ver a Carity tan sola, la invita a acompañarla al Pompeii Club.
Thank you.
Carity no puede creer que al final está en el apartamento del famoso actor.
If they could see me now, that little gang of mine, I'm eating fancy chow and drinking fancy wine. I'd like those Stumbo bums to see for a fact the kind of top drawer, first rate chums I attract. All I can say is, wowee, look at where I am. Tonight I landed, pow, right in a pot of jam. What a setup, holy cow. They'd never believe it if my friends could see me now. If they could see me now, my little dusty group, traipsing around this million-dollar chicken coop, I'd hear those thrift shop cats say, brother, get her, draped on a bedspread made from three kinds of fur. All I can say is, wow, wait till the riff and raff see just exactly how he signed his autograph. I wanna build up, holy cow, they'd never believe it if my friends could see me now. If they could see me now, alone with Mr. V, who's waiting on me like he was a maitre d', I hear my body saying, crazy, what gives? Tonight she's living like the other half lives. To think the highest brow, which I must say is he, should pick the lowest brow, which there's no doubt is me. What a step up! Holy cow, they'd never believe it if my friends could see me now.
Pero las cosas no salen como Carity esperaba, y Úrsula regresa con Vittorio y ella es acompañada a su casa por un ayudante del actor. De vuelta al salón de baile, las chicas están decepcionadas porque no le sacó el suficiente provecho a este encuentro fortuito. Le recriminan que no va a tener trabajo para siempre. Y bueno, la semana que viene continuaremos con Sweet Carity, hablaremos ya del segundo acto y terminaremos este de Broadway a Gran Vía.
Gotta be something easy to learn, and if I find me receptionist in one of those glass office buildings. Lever Brothers. No, no, no. Seagram's. 9 to 5? I'm gonna have my very own typewriter. Underwood. And water coolers. And office parties. And coffee breaks. When I sit at my desk on the 41st floor in my copy of a copy of a copy of Dior, I'll receive big tycoons and I'll point to a chair. I'll say, honey, while you're waiting, how would you like to put it down over there?
There's gotta be something better than this. There's gotta be something better to do.
And I'm gonna be a hat check girl at Sardi's East. And I'll wear one of them fine little black numbers, you know, cut up to here and down to there. Ooh, and all those hats coming in. Derbies, Homburgs. Ooh, and that cute little checkered number with the skinny brim and the feather. Check your hat, sir. Check your coat, sir. Check your vest, sir. Check your pants. Check your socks, sir. Check your shoes, sir. I can hold them while you dance. Check your eyes, sir. Check your ears, sir. Check and see if you are free. How about it? After hours, I'll check you and you check me.
Me too.
Why?
I'm getting out too.
But baby, what can you do?
I don't know. But just get me out of here and I'll figure it out later. There's gotta be some life cleaner than this. There's gotta be some good reason to live.
And when I find me some kind of life I can live, I'm gonna get up, I'm gonna get up, I'm gonna get up, get up, live it.
And when I find me some